Do you think getting something for free? What I'm talking about is free PDF downloads, webinar, masterclass, and so on. Always feel like a win or saving you time and money? Well, imagine if some of those freebies were actually traps, slowing you down on your path to success. In this episode, we are diving into the surprising ways free can end up costing more than you think, especially when it comes to your focus and goals. Intrigued? I hope so. Now, let's dive in. Welcome to the Christian CEO Podcast. I'm Kelly Butler, and I have built an impactful location independent business since 2008 with plenty of rejections, English as my third language, and lots of God's grace. Each week, we will be sharing relevant and direct advice or inspiring interviews with one intention. It's your time to go pro with your marketplace calling. Now, let's get to it. Hi there. Welcome back to the podcast. Or welcome to the podcast if this is the first time you are with us. We are so happy you are here. This episode is a part of an Inner Clarity series. Today, we are diving deep into a counterintuitive truth. Free can be costly. You know, as entrepreneurs navigating the vast online world, we are often enticed by abundance of free resources, ebooks, webinars, courses, and so on, right? While grabbing something for nothing might seem like a no-brainer, fueled by the economic appeal and the thrill of a good deal, we are exploring why these free offerings aren't always in our best interest. Beyond just not aligning with our in-season purpose, they can lead to digital clutter, pulling our focus from our intended path and clouding our minds. And that is the most costly thing, with unnecessary noise. Maybe now you can take a moment, look at what your desktop looks like. Well, if you are driving or do something else now, you can look at it later, right? Or if I ask you how organized is your Dropbox folders, Google Drive folders, or external drive folders, and so on. And how often are you utilize the files inside of this storage? As we navigate this digital age, our desire to get the free information can often stem from a lack of clarity in our goals and vision. Because when our path isn't clear, everything seems important. And the fear of missing out, FOMO, play big on what could be a crucial piece of information or the next big opportunity takes hold. This is where the wisdom of Proverbs 29:18 comes into play. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keep the law, happy is he. This verse reminds us of importance of having a God-given vision and purpose. Without it, we are so easily wandering aimlessly, collecting resources that clutter our path in our minds, rather focusing on what truly aligns with our in-season assignments. Why do I say in-seasons? You know, God is God of seasons. In each different season of our life and business, we have different kinds of things to accomplish. He will grant us His grace, wisdom, and favor, accompanying with the in-season assignments that He has given us. So if we are not careful, when we lack of vision, isn't just about losing our way. It's about the very real consequences of a cluttered mind. And that is one of the enemy's best weapons. You see, he cannot change your destiny, but what he can do, and he's doing pretty well, is use distractions and detour us away from our destiny. So let me share with you a story, and let's just call her name Emily. Now, it's not necessarily a real person, But Emily represents a lot of audience and clients I have been working with. Emily was so happy to collecting free resources, and because it was driven by her uncertainty and fear of missing out. Any new trend, any new tactic, any new strategy, whenever she saw online, she thought, oh, that maybe is my next thing. That maybe is the solution for my situation. So she downloaded them all. When she downloaded them all, it also means that she is accepting all different kind of teachings, concepts, perspective all at once. And that is a problem because now you get overwhelmed so easily. Without a clear vision of her business, every new trend tools seems like just potential key to success. It led her down to a path of digital and mental overload. After a while, it was only when she confronted the consequence of this clutter. What do I mean by that? Well, the stagnation in her business and also impact on her health, because she's always on the go. She's always trying to absorb all different kind of information, and the strained relationship with God. Because when your mind is so unclear, then you cannot hear from the Lord. That she recognized that she need to change. Emily's turnaround began with seeking clarity and reaffirming her vision. We walked through the inventory of her past, present, and the gap between now and future, that what kind of leader she wants to be. By revisiting her goals and asking God's wisdom for the guidance, for what exactly is this in-season assignment for her. Then she gradually was able to discern which resources were truly beneficial and which were merely distractions. It means, I'm not saying it's all free information are bad, but if it's not aligning with your current goals, then it's distractions. Right? This clarity allowed her to declutter her digital landscape. More importantly, her mind. Because in this day and age, clarity is one of the most powerful force that we can have. Now, with a renewed focus, Emily not only revitalized her business, but also strengthened her faith and personal life. So this is such an example of the transformative power of a clear vision and purpose. But it's also a very good example of how costly is the free stuff. Now, her journey from clutter to clarity really serves as a compelling testament to the importance of having a clear God-given vision. It reminds us when we face overwhelming information and the fear of missing out, our best defense is a steadfast focus on our in-season purpose and assignment. And you only can have that when you have a close relationship with God. With this focus, we then can navigate the online digital world with wisdom, selecting resources that truly serve our mission and discarding those that do not. So now let me share with you some practical tips. Number one, let's regularly seek God's guidance to maintain and clarify our vision. When we keep a simple devotion to God, everything will fall into place. Number two, access new information and opportunities through the lens of the vision that why you receive from the Lord. Number three, cultivate the habit of letting go of anything that doesn't serve your God-given purpose. Remember that in doing so, you are not missing out at all. You are making room for what truly matters. Of course, there are all other different things you can do, but just by executing these three points, you are at least halfway there. Let me repeat. First of all, regularly seek God's guidance to maintain and clarify your vision. Number two, access new information and opportunities through the lens of this vision that God just gave you. Number three, Let's cultivate the habit of letting go of anything that doesn't serve our God-given purpose. As we conclude, let's remember that free can be costly. Isn't just a caution against digital clutter, though. It's a call to cultivate a clear vision and purpose. By understanding and receiving our in-season assignments and aligning our action accordingly, we can surely overcome the fear of missing out and choose only what enriches our journey towards to God's plan for our business and lives. So until next time, may your path be really clear, your vision sharp, and your heart aligned with the purpose that God has for you. In embracing clarity and discernment, we find the true freedom to grow, serve, and thrive. And that is why this episode is a part of Inner Clarity series. God put this strongly in our heart to create this series because He really wants us to reclaim the power of clarity. Because only when our mind is cleared, spirit is aligned, then we can achieve everything beyond our imagination. I will see you in the next episode.
Hi there. If you have found this episode resonating with you, would you please consider to take a moment?
Just drop a review on Apple Podcast.
It will serve a fresh dose of blessings to those of us who work so hard to produce the content week in and week out. Please go to kellyballer.com/review. Again, that's kellyballer.com/review. We really appreciate it. And you will also help more fellow Christian CEOs find this podcast. Thank you so much. Remember, you matter. See you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Christian CEO Podcast at www.kellyballer.com.